Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Metcalf. The New Testament reading for today is from Revelation 2, verse 1 through 29. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, "The words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Yet this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, the words of the first and the last, who died and came to life. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, yet you hold fast my name, and you did not deny my faith even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, so that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality. So also you have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent. If not, I will come to you soon and war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, the words of the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love and faith and service and patient endurance, and that your latter works exceed the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate my woman, that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her I will throw into great tribulation unless they repent of their works, and I will strike her children dead. And all the churches will know that I am he who searches heart and mind, and I will give to each of you according to your works. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I do not lay on you any other burden. Only hold fast what you have until I come. The one who conquers and who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, as when earthen pots are broken in pieces, even as I myself have received authority from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's a verse that I've preached on at numerous funerals because that was the confirmation verse of some of my beloved members. In fact, it's a rather common confirmation verse, at least for a generation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. And it's tempting at a funeral where that is the sermon text, the confirmation verse. It's tempting to spend the sermon talking about how faithful that this beloved member was. And yet, if that's all that the message is, if that's all the sermon is, it doesn't deliver any hope to those who are mourning, to those who are grieving. This invitation to be faithful is not for us to look in ourselves, to find some fortitude, to find some belief on our own to hold on to. Instead, our faithfulness is always rooted and flows from the faithfulness of our God. Be faithful unto death are words that best describe our Lord Jesus Christ, who not only was faithful all the way to the grave, but even beyond the grave, as he was raised from the dead for you and for me, that sin, that death are defeated. That from his faithfulness given to us in the waters of baptism through the Spirit, through his word, that we then are called to live lives of faithfulness. That our faithfulness always flows from him. Amen. Lord Jesus, you sent your announcement to the angels of the churches of Asia Minor, declaring them either to them either their fidelity to the gospel or their departure from the true faith. But the preaching of today's pastors continue to bring our churches the good news of your liberating death and resurrection by calling us to repentance and faith. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.